It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey guys and gals, what's going on? Welcome to another edition of SatelliteGuys.us podcast.
The final podcast of 2007.
Oh, I'm so excited. Tomorrow, it's going to be New Year's here, as well as all around the world. And no matter how you celebrate it, make sure you celebrate safely. We want to hear from you and make sure that you guys are definitely not drinking and driving out there.
And if you are drinking and it comes around the midnight night, don't take your shotgun outside and point it straight up in the air and shoot it. Bad idea.
Yeah, we're not in Iraq. You know, they do that in Iraq and the Middle Eastern countries. We're not there. Please keep it safe and keep all the guns where they're supposed to be locked up, hopefully with a child lock.
So, Bob, how was your holidays?
Oh, it was pretty good. Santa was pretty awesome to me this year. I got a lot of cool toys, including a brand new car.
Ooh, sounds cool. I got a new sweater. Well, I can't complain too much because my wife bought me a new Samsung 1080p LCD TV for the bedroom a couple weeks ago. So that was a nice.
It sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Oh, yeah. Already hooked up and already tweaked to the max. And gotta love it. And while we were away, not too much news went on, but a couple things that Satellite Guys brought to the forefront. And before I get to those, I want to talk to people about something we did on Sunday. This podcast is going up online on Monday, so it's been a day after we've done it. But we actually did a live call-in show for Satellite Guys members on Sunday, and it was really, really neat. We had five lines available to us, and people were calling in from around the country talking satellite. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, it definitely was really, really cool. We had a couple of technical snafus, which is to be expected with our first show. But other than that, it went really smooth, and, you know, I'm all about global warming.
Yeah, thanks, James Long, for the phone call in. Anyways, back to what's going on in the World Dish Network. We reported something here at Satellite Guys last week, but I want to talk about it in the podcast, and that is a change in pricing at Dish Network coming in February.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a price increase coming in February. I understand you have more details exactly on what is increasing.
Yep, here we go. Here's the list I have, and as far as I know, and I'm told by a number of people that this list is accurate. So, the AT100 package is going up $3 to $32.99 or $37.99 with locals. That's a $3 change there. The AT100 Plus is going up $3. Okay, for a new cost of $42.99. The AT200 is increasing $2 to $44.99 or $49.99 with locals. AT250 is increasing $2 to $54.99 or $59.99 with locals. And the America's Everything Pack is going from $94.99 to $99.99, up $5. That's the biggest increase. In addition, a number of packages for Dish Latino are increasing. All of these are $3 across the board for Dish Latino, Dish Latino Plus, Dish Latino Dos, and Dish Latino Max, all of them going up $3. The Latin Everything package is increasing by $3. That's $84.99, and that's going up to $87.99 or $92.99 with locals. And the Latino bonus pack is going up $1.50. In other international channels, the price of the Great Wall TV package is going up $3 to $32.99. The Russian Mega Pack is going up to $32.99, and that's a $3 increase there. The Polish Super Pack is going up $1 to $39.99. The Arabic Elite Super Pack is going to $44.99. That's going up $5. Brazilian Elite Pack is going up $1 to $44.99. South Asian Hindi Mega Pack is not going up. The Arabic Enhanced Package is going up $2 to $27.99. The Greek Antenna Plus One package is going up $2 to $34.99. And here's one that may make some people happy. The French Bouquet is going down $2 from $21.99 to $19.99. So that's a change there to see a price go down. But those are the price changes that are coming in 2008.
And wow, that's interesting that there would be actually a package going down. It's kind of crazy, but hey, I'll take it, you know?
Yeah, once again, the Americans Everything package folks are getting raked over the coals there. And as we talked about on the radio show yesterday, chances are the reason they keep jacking it up is because so many people have the Everything package just so they're not paying the $5 per DVR DVR fees on their account. And it's still cheaper than if you have an account full of, you know, five or six DVRs in your account, still cheaper to have the Everything package. And that's why I think a lot of people have it, and that's why I think they keep raising the price on it.
I'm kind of surprised Dish hasn't created kind of like a DVR fee that where you can have any package, and you can have any amount of DVRs on your account for like maybe an extra $15 a month.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do that, but you know, we'll be seeing Charlie Ergen next week, and we can ask him in person why that is, and who knows, maybe we can make a difference next time the packages and prices change. We can have them put a new package out there for us DVR folks.
And really, you think about it, that makes too much sense, because someone who has like America's Top 90 or whatever it is, and they have two or three DVRs in their house, you know, it kind of makes sense to have that.
Right. One other interesting thing was on Satellite Guys over the past couple weeks, I've been hinting about a $9.99 HD package from Dish Network. And this week, Dish Network sent a note out to all its retailers, and it notified them, and I will read what it says directly from the note. It says, Dish HD packages. We expect to announce additional changes in our HD program lineup in 2008, which will be discussed in future retailer communications, so stay tuned. These announcements include a new entry-level HD package, which will be priced at $10 a month. So there in black and white writing from Dish Network is news about a new entry-level HD package. Now the big question is, what's in it?
Yeah, that is really a big question. I wonder if they're going to pull a page out of DirecTV's book, and if the channel isn't in standard definition, if that's what it is, you know what I mean?
My guess is it's going to be only the HD channels that you can receive with a Dish 500 antenna. And that means that all the stuff at 110, the handful of channels they have there, will be in that $10 HD package. That would be my guess.
Right, and the people who would see the most benefit out of this would be our Alaska and Hawaiian friends.
That, or people who haven't upgraded their dishes. They don't have the, you know, the new Dish 1000 Plus, so they don't have a 61.5 dish. And it's too cold in winter to go outside and put up a new dish, or they don't want a second dish in their house. This will give them some of the good HD channels without needing to get a new dish.
So what about dish equipment? Is there anything coming down the line as far as customer promotions for like DVR, the 722, or the new equipment coming out for Dish Network?
Okay, well, what's changing there is, and this is effective February 1st, 2008, all the existing promotions will remain the same. Dishing it up, Dish DVR Advantage, Dish Mover, additional antenna, Dish 500 or 1000.2 antenna upgrades, FSS antenna upgrades, purchase receiver antenna upgrades, and HD over antenna upgrades. All those packages there will remain the same. They remain active through July 31st, 2008. However, the one thing that's changing on those is the 18-month commitment is being extended. So instead of an 18-month commitment, you now have to give Dish Network a 2-year, that's 24 months, commitment to them of 24 months, which is a real long time in the satellite world. And personally, I don't like seeing the commitments being extended out this long. I'd actually like to see it decreased.
Right, and I would recommend on holding off until after CES to see what Dish Network does announce for a what's coming down the line as a new HD channels or anything that would warrant a upgrade in your equipment.
Yeah, yep, and there's a couple things that are expiring that are current customer promotion offers. And these expire on February 1st. So if you're interested in getting in on these promotions, hop on them now, because in February 1st, they're no longer going to be available. The biggest one is being Dish HD free for 6 months. If you never had Dish Network HD service before, you can get it free for 6 months. So sign up for that before February 1st to get that one. HBO and Cinemax free for 3 months. That promotion is going away. The $100 Dishing It Up bonus is going away. Dish Latino, $10 for 10 months, going away. Dish International, $10 for 10 months, going away. And High Speed Internet, $10 for 10 months. Didn't know about that one, but that's also going bye-bye on February 1st.
So speaking of things happening in the new year, I understand there's something happening over at Dish Network on January 1st.
Yep, Dish Network, well, EchoStar and Dish Network become two separate companies on January 1st. And they put out a big press release on how the shares are going to be split and all this other stuff. But what it boils down to is Dish Network is going to be a totally separate company from EchoStar Holding Corporation. And EchoStar will continue making the boxes, receivers, and all the technologies there, while Dish Network will handle the programming end of things. And it's two separate companies. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, here comes AT&T. I don't see it being like that, at least at the moment. Charlie's trying to branch out, because EchoStar has some tremendous manufacturing capabilities. And I can see actually Dish Network expanding, well, not Dish Network, but EchoStar expanding its offerings and offering other consumer electronics besides just Dish Network receivers.
Not only that, Charlie's going to want his stock price to go up a little bit. Right now, currently, the stock price is at a 52-week low. So that is definitely something you're going to want to keep an eye out. Charlie's got to have an answer. He's got to have somehow raise his stock price up. So we'll see.
Just a few weeks ago, he was at his 52-week high. And within a month's time, he's dropped down to a 52-week low. So that's a serious problem there for EchoStar, Dish Network, and Mr. Charlie Ergen.
So, while Dish Network's had all this news, we've had a few DirecTV HD channel launches this week.
Yeah, a couple surprises this week. We knew these channels were going to be launching, but we weren't expecting them to January 31st, which is today when this podcast comes out. And the channels are Tennis Channel HD and College Sports TV, CSTV HD. Both of those have premiered last week, and they're now available to all DirecTV customers.
And it's always good to see a new HD. And Tennis Channel HD kind of blew me away, as I would have thought I would have seen that on EchoStar first.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, because Dish Network actually carried Tennis Channel HD last year for one of the big tennis tournaments. And later in that, because I guess it was like 2 weeks that the tennis thing lasted for, DirecTV picked up on it the last week. So I'm guessing that there's already a deal done between EchoStar and the Tennis Channel. But by saying that, I'm guessing that there's just a space problem there of why they are not carrying Tennis Channel yet. But all things said, there's no reason we can't see Tennis Channel next week at CES.
Right. And speaking of programming, I understand in January, WWE is going to finally make some history.
Yes, the Royal Rumble will be in full high definition. Now, there's no word yet on whether either satellite company will carry this pay-per-view in high definition, but it is going to be the WWE's first HD pay-per-view ever. What makes this more interesting is also they're planning in the month of January launching WWE Raw in full HD. So, you know, if you got USA on DirecTV, you're good to go. But Dish Network, come on, Charlie, wake up. Give your wrestling fans the number one rated program on cable television or satellite. Give them it in high definition.
I think the WWE just finally earned my fanfare. I've been refusing to watch it because of the fact that it's been in standard definition. And now that it's going to HD, that's awesome. I'm going to be tuning in. And you definitely got my $50 good old Vinnie Mac.
Yeah, I think Vinnie Mac is going to get my $50 as well. I've been a longtime wrestling fan, but I refuse to pay for standard definition programming, especially with the quality that the standard definition programming has been in lately from the WWE. So I'm really excited to see what it looks like in HD.
Yeah, and speaking of programming, I did order the UFC fight last night, and that was absolutely beautiful. watching that, and you know, I love it. You know, the more HD come in from sports events like that, you know, the better. And the only thing I wish DirecTV would start doing is start providing an MPEG-4 pay-per-view channel for major sporting events like that.
I'm sure we're going to see one in the upcoming year. Right now they're trying to make sure that everybody with HD equipment, whether it be MPEG-2 or MPEG-4, be able to order these events, because it's all about the money in the end.
Right, and it all makes sense, you know. But, well, first of all, Scott, I want to go ahead and give a real quick shout-out. For those of you who are watching the podcast, you may have noticed that we have a logo change. I would like to thank Scott Schranum. Sorry if I am absolutely butchering your name. But his username on Satellite Guys is SDSCHRAMM. And he's went ahead and created an awesome brand new logo for us. And not only that, he's also created some background for the upcoming 1080 interlaced video podcast that we're going to be doing at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, I actually seen what the podcast logo looks like. And man, I suck at doing graphics, and these things are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward. Speaking of CES next week, there will be no podcast because we're going to be at Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas!
Woohoo! I can't wait. Hopefully, maybe I'll win some money there, pulling on one of those car jackpots or something. You know what I mean?
Don't bet on it. Nope.
There's always wishful thinking, so.
You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and that means if you win anything, it stays there, too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. So everybody, from Bob and myself, Happy New Year to everybody out there, and a safe New Year, and we're going to see you at CES.
We'll see you guys later.
Happy New Year!
Woohoo! Bye!
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.